Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Bob Dio, Bob Engineering and producing our show on the other side of the glass. And together we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on Monday, February 11th, 2019. You're listening to 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. We have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. And of course, the station has 24/7 streaming of the programming here, kvoi.com. All of our podcasts are available for you 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. Our live line number is 790-2040. Anytime during the hour, please give us a call. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. I was by Moe's on Saturday. They do just such a great job. Went to the back area to see where they do all their framing. Very, very meticulous. Moe and his daughter, Corinne, do a terrific job. Family-owned since 1985. Our Monday political face-off, our team of commentators, Bruce Ash is here, Mr. Ash in his fourth term as the Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. He's one of two people who are the Republican committee people. Who's the other person, Bruce?
The National Committee woman for Arizona is Lori Klein Corbin. She's actually married to the former Attorney General, Bob Corbin.
Bob Corbin.
Yeah,
that's a name from the
Alive
past.
And well at age 90.
Wow. Dr. Don Jorgensen is here. Don is the former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Don, how was your weekend?
It was
very busy, wasn't it?
Busy and different. I mentioned my wife's out of town visiting our daughter for the weekend, and you'd think that'd be a time to relax and all. I spent time doing her yard work and doing my writing. But it's funny how you immediately shift to your own schedule,
uh-huh.
You know, eating when I felt like it, going to bed late, up early, and that'll all change today.
Oh, yes, yes. And Bruce, the show is going well. Your Saturday program, Inside Track, is on from 1 to 2 here on 1030.
Yes, we had a great show last Saturday with John Holden talking about the ward-only ballot proposition and Allie Miller talking about county roads and some of the other business matters at the county that they're dealing with right now.
Are we going to have another shutdown, Don Jorgensen? I mean, I don't think anybody wants that. I hope no one wants it.
Well, the Democrats don't want it, and they've said that. They won't. They'll do everything to avoid the shutdown. Mick Mulvaney, the acting chief of staff on the Sunday talk shows yesterday, would not rule it out. So our hope is that the president sticks to what he said during the State of the Union, is that he's open to compromise. And there is no agreement yet, but there's still 4 days. And so there's still hope that that shutdown can be avoided.
There is some kind of a 72-hour rule, Bruce, that something has to be put forward like today or tomorrow to avoid the shutdown.
Yeah, I understand that there are some timing factors that are involved, and my guess would be is if there is some progress being made, that there might be, you know, say a shorter extension that might be done. It wouldn't surprise me that Mulvaney would have said what he did yesterday. I think that was on the Fox News Sunday show with Chris Wallace. I heard that interview, and you know, you never want to rule anything out when you're having a negotiation. What was disappointing to me is what I understand this morning, that now the Democrat negotiators, appropriators, are trying to put a limit on the number of beds for detention facilities for those people who are caught coming across illegally. And that really throws a wrinkle into the negotiations that is quite serious. So I hope that if there's not going to be a chance to work this thing out by the end of this week, that there will be some sort of a brief extension to give a little bit more airing out to the concerns that both parties have.
The president is in El Paso today, pushing again for the wall. There was an event. Steve Bannon was attending, the former Trump advisor, Steve Bannon, at an event in Sahorita, right?
Quell Creek.
Quell Creek. and you were there.
I was.
What was the bottom line? Don't take a lot of time on it, but what was kind of the bottom line as you see it?
Quickly, there is an effort. They've raised quite a bit of money so far and continue to raise money to begin privately, where possible, building a barrier fence similar to what the Israelis have done and very successfully in Israel with both Gaza and Egypt. And it was a very interesting format, lots of questions, and a great turnout, about probably 300 plus people there at the Quail Creek Country Club.
Hmm. Playing to the base, Don.
Well, sure they are. And, you know, in reality, if private individuals want to spend private money to build a wall on private property, they have the right to do that. I guess they've recognized that the president's statements through the campaign were false, that Mexico is not paying for it. But if they want to reach into their own pocket to do so, more power to them. It doesn't solve any problems, but it may make them feel good. The issue with the negotiations now, from the Democrats' point of view, getting back to the whole idea of border security, is that the Democrats from the beginning have been open to spending money on border security. They started with $1.6 billion. That never changed. Part of the negotiations happening now is perhaps to increase that, and it wouldn't surprise us if we see an increase in the amount allocated toward it. The question, though, is whether the president will stick to that or come back to saying it's for a wall. You know, and depending on what day or what time of day, it's a wall, it's a barrier, it's steel slats, it's piling up people with MAGA hats. We don't know what it is. But if they stick to allowing the experts to determine the best use of the funds for border security, whether it's electronic or barriers where they're needed, then it becomes perhaps a reasonable compromise. The problem is we have a president who had a deal back in December, reneged on that deal, and so has no credibility when we're talking about whatever the final agreement might be.
Don Jorgensen and Bruce Ash are here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. It is our Monday political face-off. It's going to be very interesting, Bruce and Don, and I'll get your comment on this, Bruce, if the president does go ahead this week and declare that there is a national emergency on the border, how will that then affect a looming shutdown? I mean, how would that piece work, Bruce?
Well, I'm not certain how it would work. It's above my pay grade.
Really?
There's lots of parts. Well, because of the rules that have to be followed in both houses of Congress. Look, the answer here is quite clear, and Democrats have agreed over a period of time that we need border security. They have voted on numerous occasions to build a wall. We've never really followed through the way we had promised to do so in the mid-2000s. And whether it is a national emergency or not, in a technical sense, Bill and Don, there is a national emergency that's going on. It's a national crisis when we have the drugs and the human trafficking and the kinds of humanitarian issues that exist because of the problems with a porous southern border. There's hardly anybody who disagrees with that, except for the people who sat like mummies the other night in the State of the Union, not wanting to. Actually, I thought it was interesting. Some of them didn't know when to clap or not, because there obviously were things that they agreed with. Look, at the end of the day, we have to have more security at our border. This is a national crisis that has to be dealt with.
Well, the agreement is the statement that it's a humanitarian crisis. And it's a global humanitarian crisis. And in this part of the world, in the Western Hemisphere, it certainly is. When you do have folks who are under threat of death in several Central and South American countries, and that's why they're coming here, that's the majority that are coming to seek asylum, not to sneak over the border to transport drugs, but they're coming to seek asylum. The numbers create a humanitarian crisis, and that crisis is exacerbated by the way the Trump administration has treated them when they get to the border, and criminalizing the process instead of spending the money to process them, to look at each case as they should. Instead, they're creating bottlenecks and blocking them and creating those issues. There is agreement that there's a crisis there. There's no agreement that there's a national emergency that requires taking money from the Defense Department and playing bait and switch, as Trump is claiming to do. And if it was legitimately a national emergency, that case could have been made months ago rather than using it as a way to kind of satisfy this vanity project of his.
Don and Bill, this is not a vanity project. Don is totally disingenuous with his comments. The facts are that probably less than 5% of the people who've come to the border trying to get across, they're not asylum seekers. They say they're asylum seekers, and then they're sent back. And this is a fiction that Don and his friends want everybody to believe. Anybody who understands the facts knows that is just simply not true.
Well, period. That's the Republican Party line. Those are not the facts, and there isn't a number because they haven't set up the infrastructure and the people down there to adequately.
No,
we're talking about the people that are needed to adequately determine those cases.
All right.
And it's completely separate from drug and human trafficking, as you know.
We'll pick up on this after the break. It's 10:30, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. You're listening to our Monday Political Face-Off, 790-2040. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing presents our Monday Political Face-Off. Thank you, Moe and your team, for your support of our program pretty much since day one, since we launched in 2011. My favorite bakery in town is Mona's Danish Bakery. Anybody up for a Kringle right now? How about a Danish Kringle? We may all disagree here at the table about politics and the wall, but I think we would have a unanimous. I've got three faces I'm looking at right now. Bob Dio is thumbs up on the other side of the glass. And by the way, Bob, I love the bow tie. That is snazzy, man. And Don Jorgensen, can I have a thumbs up on the Danish Kringle being of your Danish descent?
Oh, that's a unanimous resolution in my household.
And Bruce, you've been known to enjoy Moe's Mona's. So
look,
we got two.
I'm not sure about the Moe's. I'm not sure about the Kringle today, but the bread, outstanding.
Yeah, for a sandwich right now at Mona's Danish Bakery. Home of the Danish Kringle and the location, northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Mona'sDanishBakery.com is the website. Of course, you can always go to BuckmasterShow.com. There you'll find a link not only to Moe's and Mona's, but the Better Business Bureau and all of our great partners here on Buckmaster. We'll be right back. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 Ocean and Beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, presenting our Monday Political Face-Off. Don Jorgensen is seated to my left, and Bruce Ash is seated to my right.
As it should be.
There you go. A couple of interesting things going on up at the state capitol, and we've been talking about this over the last two Fridays in our Friday roundtable. Have had a couple of, we had J.D. Mesnard, who was last year, he was like the House Speaker. This year he's in the Senate. And last week here on the show, Friday, we had Randy Fries, who's the Assistant Minority Leader. And this early, this bill that's in the Senate right now, Don, would ban early ballot drop-offs at the polls. In other words, you've got an early ballot, but for one reason or another, you haven't mailed it in. Maybe you missed the deadline. You just like to drop it off at the polls. Well, there's a bill that would not allow that.
Right. Senate Bill 1046, I think it was introduced by Senator Ugente Rita, that does that. It bans dropping off the vote by mail ballot at the polling place. Well over 200,000 voters did just that. That's their preference in the last election. And I think we're up to close to 80% of Arizonans now prefer to vote by mail. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Republicans don't seem to like providing more and more ways or make it easier for voters to vote. And this is something we're seeing nationwide, too, with all different types of voter suppression. This is another example of that, making it tough. There are folks who prefer to do that. They want to vote by mail. They want to take their time, work on the vote at home. They want to wait till the last minute. You've had candidates drop out or other information received about ballot initiatives. And others just prefer showing up to the polls but not waiting in long lines, which, again, are caused by reduction in polling places and another form of suppression. And so the issue is, again, Republicans wanting to limit those opportunities. And we're seeing this nationwide, as I said. We're seeing this in Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Georgia.
Why would they want to do that, Bruce Ash?
Do what?
Limit, suppress voters.
Stop with suppression. You're listening to this man talk about this as voter suppression.
Stop calling it what it is.
Let me just put this out here for a second.
All right, please do.
What is the definition of early?
Early?
Does early mean you walk into the polling place at 5 o'clock with your early ballot that you specifically requested,
right?
An early ballot, mm-hmm. Okay, and drop it in on that date? Okay, what does early mean, and what is polling? What does polling day mean? Okay,
this state
gave the ability for somebody to vote early and vote by mail. Hey, that was a good idea. Okay, so now, look, in 2016 and 2018, how many people do you think didn't have an opinion on the last day as to who they were going to vote for? This is gobbledygook. Okay, we need to have some uniformity, and I will go one step further. And unfortunately, Mr. Gente hasn't addressed this. There is a horrific lack of conformity and consistency in how we count the vote from county to county to county. Further, there is an underfunding of county recorders and elections departments around this state, allowing all kinds of potential problems to occur with respect to how we count votes and the ability for somebody or someone, maybe an outside bad influence, to be manipulating through cyber attacks. Those are the things that we should be talking about. And frankly, this thing really is just a cleanup. Early means early. And if that means you have to have your ballot in the mail by Friday or Saturday or whatever the heck it is, then get it in. It's not that damn hard to do.
Well, the polls are open till 7 o'clock. Shouldn't someone be able to?
An early ballot is an early ballot. And when 200,000 people walk in on an election day with an early ballot, they foul up the system.
Well, frankly, that's not true.
The longer a vote takes to count, the more chances of a problem. Okay.
Okay.
You give somebody the right to vote by mail and to vote early, then do it for crying out loud and stop complaining about it.
Well, why have any restrictions?
Let everybody vote.
No, that's not what I'm saying, and you know it. And when you vote, we have early voting up, and you're able to vote up until election day. Who cares if some folks wait to drop their ballot on election day? It doesn't change anything. It doesn't change the vote, which is what Republicans want to do, is restrict the votes. And it doesn't cause any delays. You mentioned the counties and the county recorders. They even came out in a statement and said it doesn't make any difference. There are other issues. You mentioned underfunding, and there's agreement on that. We need to adequately fund our election process. But why not provide every opportunity for an Arizonan who wants to vote to be able to vote? And if they're not able to get it in earlier, or if they choose not to vote until election day, so what? Their vote should still count. And that's what Democrats believe.
Yeah. Well, the Democrats believe in doing that, even to the extent that their operatives have told illegal immigrants in this state to fill in the blank when they register to vote. Whether or not they are a citizen, just mark the thing, because you know what? We also underfund that as well. There's not enough resources to investigate and get to look at all of these new registrations. And there were tens of thousands of them that happened in Latino neighborhoods, predominantly across the state.
And so you're accusing them of being illegal voters? There's been no evidence of that. In fact, I think in the last election or the one before,
that's always the remarks from somebody who's cheated.
Illegal voters, I think, were a couple of Republicans in Green Valley who are registered in another state. So that's just nonsense.
Right. Okay.
Wow.
Well, that is the Democrat answer for everything.
Is allow registered voters to vote. Yes.
And not to care who they are.
In fact,
in Arizona, our former Secretary of State got conned into signing a consent agreement, which allows people on the day of the election to go in and vote using a federal ballot. Okay, without any kind of information on their registration status.
All right, let's see if we can work. Is it Chuck on the line? Chuck, you're on the air. I've got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I'll make this as fast as I can. I heard somebody say that it wasn't delayed if they drop off their ballot on the last day. Well, as far as I'm concerned, there is a delay, because that ballot, the signature has to be verified, opened up, and then the ballot counted, and that takes time. And all these that are sitting there, they have to all be gone through, and that's why we've got 2-3 weeks later before we find out the end results.
Chuck is right. And what's happened is the integrity of the ballot, the longer it takes to count the ballots and the more questions there are about how we count the ballots, gentlemen, the more problems there is with people's perceptions. Is this election fair? Have all the votes been counted properly? Well,
and that's the Republican argument. However, it doesn't hold water when the county recorders who are responsible for counting said that it would not save any time or make a difference. The difference is funding.
That's Don Jorgensen, Bruce Ash. Thank you, Bruce, for your support.
My pleasure.
And Don, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. They're at Fort Lowell and Dodge. And at Moe'sGallery.com, if you have any framing needs, I would definitely move Moe's to the top of the list of places to consider to have your fine artwork, your wonderful memorabilia. Let the pros do it at Moe's. We'll be right back on 10:30, The Voice, trusted local news and talk.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Welcome back. It's Buckmaster on a Monday afternoon, 12:34. It's 10:30, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. One of my favorite people in the whole wide world is with us today, Suzanne Miller. Always love to see Suzanne and her smiley face. It's always a pleasure. You're always such a a pleasant person. Director of Communication and Consumer Affairs at the Better Business Bureau, where they do a terrific job of informing people, informing consumers to make the right choices. And it really does start with trust, Suzanne. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Week. I want to celebrate it all month.
There you go.
Valentine's.
So many people do the whole online dating thing and social media. That kind of makes it very easy for people to meet new people and to find dates. But words of caution are in order, Suzanne.
Yes, absolutely. And we love online dating. You know, we just want everyone to not let their quest for love blind them from the realities of these romance scams that are going on. It's a big problem right now.
Well, the con artists are kind of creating these compelling backstories and they make up these phony identities. I guess it's called now catfishing. What is that, Suzanne?
Well, it's this form of deception where the catfisher is really targeting a lonely person, and they're hiding behind these fake personas, and they're trying to engage the person on the other end and with this false trust of, you know, a relationship of, I really care for you. Let's talk more. Let's get to know each other. And people have actually gotten engaged without ever even meeting.
What?
You know, there's some red flags that we'll get to that, you know, lead to the nearly $1 billion loss over the last 3 years that we're talking about here.
And the Better Business Bureau is suspecting that this nearly $1 billion over the last 3 years, Suzanne Miller, is just the tip of the iceberg. That's really frightening.
Yes, because, you know, it's a very sensitive, emotional situation. And so a lot of people don't report it because, you know, it's embarrassing. But we need to warn others about this, that it's a real situation. And they have this kind of, the experts estimate about 25,000 fraudsters online with victims every day.
Whoa.
Every day.
That's hard to believe. Well, why don't we get right into how the scam works? Give us some hints and things to look for.
Well, the big thing is that scammers often claim to be in the military, which here locally is a big thing, or working overseas. And that's where they get to where they're explaining why they can't meet in person. But be so cautious with that. And over a short period of time, that scammer, like I mentioned before, kind of builds that fake relationship.
How about photos? I mean,
yeah,
they say they can't. Well, look, I'm overseas, so obviously we can't get together. But here's some photos, and those are going to be fake.
Right. And you can find out whether they're fake or not. Well, for the most part. But there's a couple of tools for you. So if you go to a website called 10eye.com or images.google.com. You can put the image that they're sending you in this website, and it will see if they find it in other places.
Really?
And so, you know, a lot of times these scammers are reusing the same image over and over again. So you'll probably see that it's the profile for, you know, 50 other people.
Mm-hmm.
But really look at that. And if it looks too good to be true, like picture perfect, maybe it is. You know, maybe that's a professional photo that they're just reusing. So you really can research that.
Are they kind of in a hurry sometimes to get off the site? You know, they want to get real short and to the point.
Absolutely. That's a real big sign right there. You know, if they don't want to stay on the site and they don't want to meet you,
right?
They're just trying to take that scam offline and make it easier for them.
But you're, in effect, they're asking someone to trust them. And you have to really ask yourself, why would you want to trust this person? What background, what kind of proof are you going to give me?
Right, absolutely. And the first proof is, are you a real person? Let's meet in person in a public space.
So, Suzanne, how do they then scam the person into getting money out of them?
You know, it's that we haven't met.
Okay.
And we are building this trust, and you really start to care for the other person, and all of a sudden they have a family emergency or they want to travel to see you. You know, there's all these different reasons why they would need money from you.
Oh, and like they could say, I'm overseas. If you could send along, say, $10,000, that would cover my travel expenses.
Right. And they'll maybe start with a small amount.
Okay.
And then they'll build and ask for even a larger amount. So once they know they have you, they tend to ask for more and more. And that, you know, is a red flag. Obviously, you haven't even met them. So I just, you know, if you cannot meet in person, it's just a red flag. And it's not that that doesn't happen. I have a great friend who had a successful relationship with it. But you need to be aware. You need to look for the red flags.
The Better Business Bureau on Wednesday will be putting out a news release. Give us a little preview of what that will pertain to in along this area.
Yeah, so we have a romance scam research paper that we did last year, and we have seen that this online romance scam is actually leading people to become money mules for the scammers, and they can go to jail for it. So it's become more than just getting your money stolen. You can actually go to jail because you are pushing money for these scammers and putting it into different accounts. So you have to be really careful, and it's a really big problem. Otherwise, we wouldn't have created a research study. We saw national reports of it. So we'll be announcing that on Wednesday with all of the details.
These are like third-party people then getting involved.
Absolutely.
So the scammer then gives all, say, hey, look, to a legitimate person, if you help me out here, I'll give you a cut or whatever, and
actually, they're not even getting a cut.
They're just getting...
They're really thinking that they're helping this person that they've fallen in love with, and they're just sending money the way that they're telling them to, and just getting caught in it. But you can go to jail for that.
And again, that website, it's TIN, like the metal, TINIEYE.com, about the photos. I did not know about that. Also, images... .google.com, and there is this then would be able to interpret whether an image is real or not.
Right, and you can do the search with, you know, email addresses, phone numbers, names. I mean, really just do your research before you move along too quickly.
Suzanne Miller with us on 1030, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. It's our monthly scam alert segment. I do want to move on to the mixer. These are very popular events. You've got one coming up in March.
Absolutely. We're very excited. Yes, we do them every month, and they are on the third Tuesday of every month this year.
What's the venue in March?
We are going to Brother John's, and it will be from 5 to 7 on March 19th, and there's appetizers, raffle prizes, cash bar. It's going to be a lot of fun, and people can RSVP on our Facebook event page, and that's at SOAZBBB.
Is there a cost?
There's no cost. This is a free event we do every month so that businesses can network together and help each other grow.
One of your signature events, Suzanne Miller, is something called the Torch Awards. What are those?
Oh, we love our Torch Awards. They're coming up on May 3rd, Friday, May 3rd. And you can go to bbb.org to learn more about all of the specifics. Our title sponsor this year is South 32. We also have Cox Media, Cox Business, and Suncrest Wealth, who are sponsoring us, along with the Tucson Roadrunners, which we just did a mixer with them last month.
I saw some of the Facebook posts. You actually were at the Roadrunners game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're screaming your head off.
Time.
Go Runners, go Runners.
How can we not support our local Tucson Roadrunners?
Any
They're
silver,
really amazing.
Any silver sponsors this year?
Yes, we have Home Watch Caregivers and Smart Motors. So we're really excited to have them all a part of the Torch Awards, where we really celebrate businesses that do business the right way and the ethical way.
This year's event is May 3rd.
Yeah, so it's going to be really exciting. We do a reception beforehand, and then we have our evening dinner.
Any businesses that would still like to get in on this? Are there some sponsorships opportunities still available?
Yeah, so we do have some sponsorships that are still available. We just closed the application process on Friday. So now it's going to all of our judges, and it's a whole online process. And We have some phenomenal judges, and that obviously is on our website as well. But we can't wait to announce who the winners are. But really, in my eye, all of the finalists are winners because they're all doing business the right way.
They are indeed. Suzanne Miller from the Better Business Bureau, serving Southern Arizona. And that website, oh my goodness, there's so much information there about what we were talking about today, the romance scams, scams in general, the networking mixer, the torch awards. And here's that website, so easy to remember, bbb.org/Tucson. Suzanne Miller, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Same to you, Bill, and your beautiful wife.
Thank you very much. Buckmaster now on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Tony Penn is coming up next, the CEO of United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. We'll talk to Tony about a couple of great events coming up here very soon, right after this.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Hansen, and we are excited to announce that our annual travel showcase has a new location, new presentations, and exciting new offers. Sunday, February 24th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hilton El Conquistador, we'll have over 40 travel representatives offering a presentation and your chance to learn about where they go, who they are, and their exciting offers. I will also be presenting an unfiltered look at travel topics, so you do not want to miss the 2019 Travel Showcase from Bon Voyage.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. My name is Bill Buckmaster. So there you go. 1030, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Coming up now on about 10 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon. Buckmaster Show gets support, and we're very happy to have it, from Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, just a three-hour drive from Tucson. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of some really, they've got great places to stay over there and so many opportunities to, as they say, recreate. Just kind of hang out in historic Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Additional support comes from Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Parks. The 13-acre site, of Green Things is also home now to Zocalo and all that great merchandise from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. Come tour the five shops at Zocalo Village. Green Things open 7 days a week. You can go find out more at greenthingsaz.com. Tony Penn is here. Tony is the president and the chief executive officer of United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona. Tony, good to see you.
Hey, great to see you, Bill, and thanks for the opportunity to come and visit with you and to talk to your listeners.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on, and I want to begin with furloughed government workers in the area are getting some much-needed support from the United Way. How's that effort going?
It's actually going pretty great, Bill. We launched this initiative about 2 weeks ago, and Bill, we found out through doing some research that even though the government was turned back on, many workers were not. That there were still people out there who had not gone back to full time. And of course, you can imagine, Bill, with people who missed a month and a week of pay, how behind they were potentially on mortgage payments and rent and those things of that type. And so, Bill, we wanted to step in and do something for those.
What kind of bridge were you offering to these people?
We actually invested, your United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona invested $25,000 into an emergency fund and challenged the community to match that $25,000 with a goal of raising at least $50,000 to be able to support those folks. And what we found, Bill, is that many people needed exactly what we were offering, and we partnered with Primavera services here to be able to provide mortgage assistance, rent assistance, utility assistance, and child care to help people catch back up.
Yeah, we don't want the power turned off on somebody.
No.
A check is, you know, going to be, a check's coming, but yeah. It may not necessarily be in the hands. And I've heard these stories from federal workers who are saying, hey, I still haven't gotten the checks yet. You know, a couple of checks owed to them. So if they can get that kind of bridge, and let's keep our fingers crossed that we don't have to go through this whole thing again this Friday and beginning next week. A couple of other items I really want to get to. Tony Penn, President and CEO of United Way, is with us. The future of aging. This is a community conversation. I think that is coming up on Wednesday, Tony.
It absolutely is coming up on Wednesday morning, and the conference starts at 7:30, and it's right on our campus at United Way at 320 North Commerce Park Loop. And people are welcome to come out and join us. If they go to our website, RSVP, we'd be happy to have them come learn about how to thrive in retirement. And the closer I get to that, Bill, the more important it is to me.
I understand you have a speaker from the National Council on Aging coming to town.
We do. We have Anna Maria Chavez, and she is the Executive Vice President and Chief Growth Officer for the National Council on Aging. And she's got great information to be able to share with our community about how to thrive in retirement.
And this is a team event, United Way teaming up with the Southern Arizona Pima Council on Aging.
Yes, and also with other partners who are part of our Elder Alliance.
It is tax time, Tony, as you well know. United Way has been, over the years, very instrumental in helping out people with who need tax assistance. Is that program in effect this year as well, Tony?
Absolutely.
Penn?
In fact, here in 2018, we've got 18 different sites around the community where people up to a threshold of $66,000, anyone who makes $66,000 or less can come get their taxes done for free.
Really?
Yes.
And where would folks find these listings of these venues?
If they would just go to our website at unitedwaytucson.org, and they'll see right there a button for VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And if they would press that button, it would give them all the information they would need about the sites and even what they need to bring to get their taxes done by our IRS certified volunteers.
So again, these are folks who are making who have earned individuals and families earning up to $66,000. So that's a pretty decent threshold there. So anything less than that, you're going to get some free tax assistance.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the great thing, Bill, is that last year we did over 16,000 tax returns. Your United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona is the largest tax preparer in the state of Arizona.
Really?
And we brought $25 million plus back into our local economy and back into the pockets of hardworking Southern Arizonans, and that's where we want it.
What kind of condition, I'm going to carve out a minute or two here to talk about United Way with Tony Penn, about overall, how is the agency doing?
We are actually doing pretty great, Bill. We're halfway through our fiscal calendar. We're on the July to June fiscal calendar, and right now, your United Way is a little bit ahead as far as our fundraising for this year is concerned.
And you put an ambitious goal up this year, too.
We absolutely did. Yeah. However, I will tell you that the demand is not shrinking. And so there is even more of the demand for the services and the need here for our community for what the United Way provides.
We're speaking with Tony Penn. He's the president and CEO of United Way of Tucson in Southern Arizona. You're on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Give us a range of services, Tony, kind of an A to Z, generally, of the services provided to folks in this community by United Way.
Well, Bill, as many people know, your United Way is mainly a funder of helping 80-plus different agencies. And we capacity build by making those agencies more effective.
Did you say 80?
80-plus agencies that your United Way helps to fund. But, Bill, the best way for people to support our United Way is to go to our website, unitedwaytucson.org, and give directly to your United Way. That gives us the opportunity to be able to have the discretion of helping those where they need the help the most, but also, Bill, to be able to best to monitor the effectiveness of those agencies, because for us, it's all about the numbers and making sure that the investors who make a contribution to United Way get a great return on that investment by maximizing the impact. Last year, your United Way touched the lives of more than 124,000 people.
Wow.
Here in Tucson and Southern Arizona, kids, families, and seniors.
Boy, I can't imagine what this community would be like without the United Way's assistance. It'd be a horror story.
It would, except for the fact, Bill, that we have some very generous philanthropists and donors and stakeholders here who care about their community and care about each other.
Okay, and again, the website would be a great starting place for the information about how to help out United Way. It would be a place to go to find out how many venues did you say for the tax assistance?
18 different tax assistance.
18 different venues all over Southern Arizona for the taxes.
Yes.
Also, you got the Future of Aging, a community conversation. That's 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. this Wednesday at the United Way. That's your campus.
It
right?
is our campus. Yeah. Yes, it is.
And that's at 320 North Commerce Park Loop.
Yes.
So that's the place to go for all of the information. Tony Penn, thank you very much for everything you're doing for our community.
Well, thank you so much, Bill, and thanks to all of your listeners. And go to our website, and you'll learn more, and you'll be able to make a difference.
Thank you very much. Tony Penn with us on the Buckmaster Show. That's going to wrap it up for our Monday edition. On behalf of Mr. Penn, I am Bill Buckmaster, and I also want to say on behalf of my wonderful engineer producer Bob Dio, who looks so sharp today with that bow tie and the blue blazer, thank you for dressing up for the program today. I like it. Thanks a lot, Bob. All right, that's going to do it. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.